Jesus Christ. We give you all praise, all honor, and all glory, for truly it is all about you. And we say, thy kingdom come. Father, let your will be done in Jesus' wonderful name. Now we ask that you would bless the hearers, but most assuredly, God, bless the doers in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. 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 You may have your seats in the presence of our life-saving King. You know, one of the things that, can I get a little personal with you right here? You know, one of the jobs and the assignments of a pastor is to know the state of the flock. Amen. It's one thing to have a message, but the message has to be relevant to the season. Amen. And if you're not relevant to the season, even though you heard something, you didn't hear nothing, if that makes any sense. Amen. And one of the things I recognize as the pulse of the ministry for the season that we're in, that the Spirit of the Lord is just moving. Amen. It's not something I can hold on to. It's not something you can grasp and hold on to, but it's something that got a hold of you. Amen. See, Paul said, I wanted to be apprehended by what has apprehended me. And so when you're in a season where the Spirit of the Lord got you, see, it's one thing when you got the Lord, but it's another thing when the Lord has you. And it's one thing when you're moving, but it's another thing when God's moving. Have you ever been in a move of God where it's really out of your control? I mean, come on, somebody. And what you have to do is, we learned a long time ago, you say, look, Dad, no hands. You take your hands off the wheel. You take your hands off trying to guide, control, and construct what's happening, and let the Holy Spirit lead. See, because this is where God is aiming, desiring, and targeting to get the church to. Not a people, but the church, the body of Christ, to a place where he can literally move us. Independent of what you got, what you're going through, what you know, what you don't know, you're caught in a move of God. But now the other assignment of that is that we all move together. See, I don't want to be where some people getting it and other people ain't. Amen. I don't want to be where some prospering and others not. It's got to be a thing where we move collectively, amen, as a body, as a group, because it's the same Spirit of God working in all of us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure, amen. So even tonight, what I'm going to be dealing with is, because I know God's moving, I'm seeing it, I'm sensing it, plus I can hear by the Spirit of God. And watch this. This movement is independent of what you go through. Because, you know, usually a lot of things is based upon, dedicated to how you did. But there's a season in your life that it has nothing to do with how you did. It's going to happen anyway. Oh, come on, church. It's going to happen anyway. Because this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. But now when he's doing it, you have to get into a place in your mind that I'm going to agree with God. And see, when we say certain things, you know I like terms. Because if I don't understand what you're saying, I can misunderstand what you're saying. And when God is talking to us or doing, I want to understand what he's doing. Not that I got to know what he's doing, but I do need to understand that it's happening. Not, hear the difference now. The slight is, I don't have to know what you're doing like you got to tell me, but I do want to know it's happening. So I don't mess it up, get in the way, do anything that would make it alter or fall. So I'm not asking God to tell me, like, God, before you do that, you need to get with me. Meet me at 5 o'clock, and me and you going to sit down and talk about what you're trying to do. No, I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about, God, whatever you're going to do, don't do it without me. But what I do ask, God, let me know what you're doing so I can cooperate. See, because, oh, help, come on, don't patty cake right there. Because a lot of what's going to happen in my life is predicated upon I cooperate. Because, see, if I cooperate with God, I don't become, remember I told you, you can be in position, but be a imposition to your position. Meaning you can be a hindrance to your own progress. Not that you even trying. I just didn't know you was doing it. But had I known you was doing it, I would have amened it. Not that you got to tell me. Not that I know everything. But I just want to get in on what you're doing. Amen. Now here's where I'm at tonight. Amen. I want to go to Romans chapter 12. See, because I want to help. Say, help my faith.
Help my faith.
See, I'm here to help your faith tonight. Yeah. See, I know you got some, but I got to help your faith. Amen. Because, see, we're in a place now that, and that you got to even understand or define what does faith mean. Because a lot of people think faith mean a whole lot of things. And it could be, we learned Sunday, it could be that I'm wrong. Amen. I got to know what faith means when it comes to the Bible. Not my interpretation, not somebody else's revelation, not somebody interpolation. See, interpretation is what I got out of it. Revelation is what the Father told me. Interpolation is what you read and what you told me you got out of it. All right. Is that going to be all right with anybody? Just be still. I'm going to push your chair over. I'm going to push the chair over tonight, amen? See, because sometimes we got to push the button. We got to push the envelope because I recognize and what's going on in my life as well as your life, a lot of my position is based on my mindset. Not that I'm even trying to be wrong, but I'm not right. Can I help somebody? How many of us want to be right tonight? Even if I'm wrong, help me get right, because my life depends on it. My health, my wealth, everything God got for me depends on if I'm right. So it's not, this is what we say in counseling, it's not who's right, but what's right. What difference does it make if you wrong or I'm wrong? We both wrong. Amen? We just want to get it right. I ain't got a whole lot of time. I need to get it right. So now you're in Romans chapter 12. Now, you know we celebrate this text here. I'm going to slow it down because I want us to get it. Amen. We celebrate this text here, but let's go a little further. Amen. See, it's the difference between forward and further. You can go forward, but may not went further. But we'll talk about that a little later. But watch this. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren. Now, when you dissect the text, we want to understand, who is he talking to? If he called it brethren, that means I'm talking to the family, the body. Amen? So this is not no the sinner that don't know the Lord. He's talking to a saint that's been in love with Jesus. He said, therefore, he says, I beseech you, therefore. Now, anytime you see the word therefore, you got to go back and find out what therefore is therefore, because he said something before he said this. That's like you walk up to somebody and say, and. Now, I need to know what you said before you said and before I say amen. So, are you with me? So, look at verse 35. Look at verse 36 in chapter 11. It says, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Now he's saying about Jesus, for him and to him and through him is all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. Then he comes in chapter 12, verse 1, and begins. Now I beseech you, therefore, since all things come from him, is in him, and is through him, I beseech you, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm saying consider what comes from him. So I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. This is not something that you can't do. This is something that you can do, and it's even reasonable to do in exchange of what he's done. So verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is what? The good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So that's three different wheels. You got the good will. We're going to deal with that later on. You got the acceptable will. And then you got the perfect will. So that I could be in the acceptable will, but not in the perfect. In Matthew chapter 19, when they was talking to Moses, and they asked Moses about divorce. And the scripture says Moses agreed to it and suffered it to be so. He never said amen to him, but he knew that they were going to go ahead and do it anyway. Ain't no sense in me and you wrestling. So Moses let him go ahead. But it was never, like the scripture says, in the beginning, it was not so. So there's a lot of things that we could be doing that we doing, and the Lord say, ain't no sense in me and you wrestling no more. You're going to do what you're going to do anyway. I'm not amening it. I'm just saying, so what? So be it. Amen? So he says right here in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. Now, verse 3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man among you, to think not of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to as God has dealt to every man, what? The measure of faith. Now he's saying, watch this. I'm saying to each one of you that no man should think of himself more highly than he ought to, but let everybody think soberly according to the measure of faith that was given to us. So that means each one of us starts off with the same measure of faith. So nobody can say, I'm better than somebody else. I got more faith than you. No, we all got the same measure of faith that was given, but now the criteria or what validates is the exercising of my faith. See, because before it's over with, I may have more faith than you now, but I didn't have more faith than you when we started. But the question is, have you learned to live by the faith you got? See, where we at now in the season of the ministry, the Lord is releasing suddenlies. He's releasing the power of God to be made manifested in our lives, but it's only happening to those that are exercising their faith. It's only happening to those that are utilizing the measure of faith that was given to them. Now, you know, Fred Price did a book a long time ago. It was called Faith, Foolishness, and Presumption. See, because a lot of times, a lot of people saying they in faith, and it's really foolishness. Or it's just presumption. I mean, you're presuming upon the Lord that the Lord amen what you said, but it's not Bible faith. Can I make this real plain? Because I'm trying to get us to where we're going, and a lot of us is at the place of our breakthrough, our change, and everything, but I'm still in my thinking. That's why he said in verse 1 and 2, renew your mind. Because if you don't renew your mind, you can miss your move. Because I'm operating out of this old mindset trying to get a new move. So what we have to do is go back, and the scripture says to examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. Don't just declare I'm in the faith because I go to church. Because that's not Bible faith. Because the scripture says that the devils believe and tremble. So that's devil faith. I know scriptures and all that. I go to church. I'm an usher, deacon. But that don't mean you in faith. Because faith is a corresponding action based on what the conditions was. And then I got to locate where is my faith. See, faith is not believing something, but believing in someone. So I could have my faith in my job. Come on, somebody. I could have my faith in my annuity. I could have my faith in my husband or my wife. But my question is your faith in God? Ah, you're working with me right here. Go to Hebrews chapter 11. Come on, I got to qualify. Stay with me tonight. Because I'm going to get us in Bible faith. See, because there's a difference between believing faith and Bible faith. I can be believing all day long, but Bible faith gonna put a demand on me. And then I'm gonna show you the difference between the practical and the spiritual. See, there's a pragmatics of your faith. A whole lot of folks saying they in faith, but you ain't done nothing yet. Come on, stay with me. Do you want to go with me tonight? Because I'm trying to take, my job is to get you in faith. Because the scripture says, faith comes by hearing. So you getting faith right now. If you don't let nobody distract you. If you don't get up and move. If you don't go and leave me right here. I'm going to bring your faith to you right now. Now Hebrews chapter 6, I mean chapter 11 verse 6. We all know this, but it behooves us to look at the text again. Because sometimes I'm of this persuasion, which I know all so well. Even though you know the text still talking. You know, when you walked away, the text was still talking. It's called revelation. You walked away with information. And if you keep digging, the text gonna keep talking. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. So it says, but without faith, but. See, y'all helping me with y'all English now. But, so that means it's a conjunction of whatever. So you know, just to get a good grasp of what we're talking about, let's back it up just a little bit. Amen. And we understand. Verse 3, it says, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now, that's a nugget right there. Through faith, the world was framed by the what? Word of God. So your world can be framed by the words you speak out your mouth. I don't care what world you live in, what condition you in, you got to begin to speak to the thing. See, you got, see, I'm not asking you what it is. I'm asking you, what do you want it to be? And you got to begin to call those things which be not as though they are. So I got to speak by faith. I know my husband is an alcoholic, but my husband is saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, loving Jesus. How are you going to say that about that man? I'm in faith. Y'all looking at that bottle. I'm looking at a year, 2 weeks, 2 months down the road. I'm in faith about it. I know we ain't got no money, but my cabinet's full. All my bills paid off on time, every time, all the time. See, you got to get in faith. And see, when you get in faith, you bring that realm down to this realm. You bring heaven down on earth. You bring the super down to the natural. You can't keep saying, oh, we ain't got no money. All our bills, all these, my husband, my wife. See, where is your faith? I know where your problem at because you keep telling me. I want to know, where is your faith? What are you going to say? Because the scripture says faith speaks on this wise. So faith speaks. You got to speak to the job. Because your promotion don't come from your employer. It comes from the Lord. You can live by faith. Give by faith. Walk by faith. Talk by faith. My body is healed and whole. My children are delivered and set free. I know we're looking for your son right now. He on TV. But my son is healed and set free. I'm not believing what I'm seeing. I'm believing. Oh, come on, somebody. So watch this. Watch this. Verse 3, through faith we understand, don't we understand? Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen were not made of the things which do appear. So what you getting and what you going to live don't come from what you looking at. It comes from what you see in the spirit, not what you see with the natural. Remember I told you, we live in two dominions. Which one are you going to live out of? Am I going to keep saying what I see, or am I going to keep saying what I see? I got to say what God said versus what I'm looking at in my natural. You can literally pull folk out of hell by your words. Oh. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and by it, he being dead yet speaketh. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. What was that? He pleased God. So now we're talking about, even though I'm going through what I'm going through, I can still get the testimony that I please God. How did you please God and you ain't got nothing? I was in faith. I was in faith even though I didn't have it, but I did have it even though you didn't see it. That's why I'm finna loan you something right now. Where did you get that from? I got it when I didn't have it. I was speaking it until it got here. Oh, come on, y'all. You better get with me. See, this ain't because we was here. This is because we was saying we was here when we was over there. Y'all, come on, y'all. That's why I say I want us to understand what's happening so we can get in on it so no one left behind. Everybody should be speaking in faith. Everybody should be calling things. Everybody should be giving by faith. Everybody should be increasing. Everybody should be hitting suddenlies. Everybody should be having, come on, because we're all in the same grace. God ain't no respect of a person, but you got to walk in it. Now, verse 6. So, but without faith, it's impossible what? To please him. Now, I'm an usher. I'm a deacon. I am pleasing him. No, that's working for him. But you may still not be pleasing him. Because even if you're an usher, are you believing in faith? Or are you just sitting people down? If you're on the parking lot, are you believing in faith? Or are you just telling the cars over here? See, if you in faith, you got to be speaking stuff even before it happened. I'm believing God right now for 200 and above in attendance, adults. That's where my faith at, but I know what I'm sitting on right now. But I got a faith that's out there. That's why I asked them, tell me the numbers. I'm not counting nothing, trying to keep up with them, but I'm trying to keep up with my faith. Oh, y'all better. I'm living on faith. I started with no members. Believing for 10. Come on, somebody. We walking by faith and not by sight. Don't tell me folk ain't in the car dealership go buy 300 cars and ain't sold nan one of them yet. But that man in faith. Somebody going to come and buy that car. They go stock the grocery store. They build houses out there by faith. Somebody going to buy these houses. Don't tell me how can the world live by faith and we don't. What are you saying out of your mouth about your situation? What are you speaking about your family, your marriage, your child, your husband, your future? Even what are you speaking about your career? Some of us walking around thinking some magic been happening. Ain't no magic been to happen. You, in order to get an increase, you got to go to school. In order to get a job, you got to knock on somebody's door. They ain't coming to your house. See, you got to know the spiritual and the practical. The pragmatics of faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But the pragmatic of faith is acting on doing something, saying something, or giving something. See, you can't tell me you in faith if you ain't done nothing, said something, or gave something. You standing in foolishness, and you're walking in presumption. You presume something gonna happen. Ain't nothing finna happen for you if you ain't done nothing. God want to bless each and every one of us financially to be secure. But you got to get out there and get into something. God can bless your efforts. That's why he said, get a storehouse. How can I give you increase? You ain't got a bank account. Where am I going to put your increase at? Hide it under your pillow? That's the tooth fairy. I'm not into that. God said, if you get a storehouse, I'll bless your storehouse. See, wait till we deal with them finances. I'm going to teach the church. See, we so mindset wise. We so distorted by the world and even bad preachers. Don't talk about money because all you want, if you ain't got no money in the kingdom of God, you are injustice. You are disrespect to a king. A king better not never hear his children out there begging for no rent money. That's a king's kid. You royalty. What you look like talking about they looking for you for their money. We got all the money. We walking to come on, church. God said, let me raise you up to a place that you is the lender and not the borrower. You the owner and not the renter. Come on, somebody. But I got to get you past money. Money ain't what rules you. You rule money. Money is only a tool to be used to advance your cause. Don't get it and try to hoard it all and like now you storing up. You robbing your own self. Because listen, it's the seed. You got to keep a seed in. Ain't no farmer out there right now looking at no ground he ain't planted no seed in. It's just not practical sense. Don't go down to the bus station waiting on the bus you don't have a ticket for. Don't go to the airport talking about a flight you ain't booked. What are you talking about something coming you ain't sold for? Get out of this mindset about money. Money is the key to how you're going to get into the kingdom. And watch this. Money is the breaking point of your faith. A lot of folks can't get in faith because they ain't got no money. Because money becomes the thing because it takes money to live. I don't care if you walk outside, you're going to need some money to get some gas. Before you lay down, you're going to need some money to get something to eat. When you wake up, you're going to need some money to turn the lights on. You're going to need some money. Come on. You need money. Everybody else understands you need money. We ain't got no poverty vow. The Lord takes care of me. He does, but he used money to do it. So don't let money become a hindrance to your thinking that it's a concept that all we talk. If we could ever learn how money really works, you can stay home 2 or 3 days and don't go to work and send your money to work. No, come on, see, them rich folk that got money, they sit at the house. And they send their money to work every day. And their money works for you, you know, because you work for it. You out there exchanging with them, they don't even worry about it. Because they done built the system up so strong, they got people to come and give them reports of what their money doing. They ain't left the house, sitting around, walking around in box, you know, they got linen on and just cute, like they floating. You like, man, because they living so right. Because they learn economics. They learn how to work money. Soon, let me just throw this since I'm out here. Soon as you get money, you want to buy something. Have you ever thought about making money? You run from here to the bank to the store. Now, poor man's thinking. When we going to break this cycle that I'm not thinking about buying nothing. I got so much stuff. I got most. I can give some of that away and still got enough stuff. But my mindset, all I know to do with money is spend it. Have you ever sat down to read a book, How to Make More Money? How to take your money and let it make money? Or do you leave the store? Leave the bank and run straight to the store. You won't even go by the church. You won't even go by your own bank account and leave some in there. You take all your money to the store. And they got the music on when you come in there. And it's playing, it's jumping. And you feeling good. And you picking up stuff. You don't even realize you bopping. Next thing you know, you get to the cash register. And you got a whole lot of stuff. And all of it you need right now. You get it all outside. Get it in the car. And you're at the red light. And it dawned on you. I must have lost something. Because all my money gone. And I ain't even got enough sense to take it back after I realized I messed up. Now I'm going to wait 2 more weeks. Only to take the same test again. Because they got a new song on. It ain't the bopping no more because you already got that one. And they play them in cycles. Now, if you think I'm lying, go look in your trash can, look in your closet, and then look in your bank account. Which one got the most stuff in it? Oh, you ain't got it. Ain't, now, watch this. It ain't that we ain't getting money. The question becomes, what are you doing with the money you getting? Yeah, you getting money. Yeah. Am I helping you? You know, I brought me a safe. If I catch you in my house, I'm going. But I brought me a safe. I make sure if I don't make it to the bank, make it to the safe. But I'm not giving up all my money. Come on now, because see, it may come a day that I run across a flat tire, you know, $19 tire. I ain't got a ball to get $19, do I? Don't talk about a $200 tire. You walking unless you know somebody. Now I got to go get a loan to get the $200, and now I owe the loan man what I owe the tire man. Come on, let's get back in faith. Let's get in faith. Don't leave me right here. So it says, verse 6, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that what? He is, and that he is a rewarder of them that... Now watch this. I can mess with this text even before I go on, because it says, for he that come to God must believe that he is. First of all, in order for you to believe God can, you must believe God is. A reason why a lot of people can't get in faith, they don't believe he is. And let me help y'all for your basic understanding. Tithe and offering is the beginning of your faith walk in the kingdom. Don't you even talk about increase. That's why some of us can't get a breakthrough, because we broke down. Your program broke down. The system of the kingdom of God and how it operates broke down in your life. So it makes no difference how much prayer you're doing, how much all that you're doing. If you're not giving according to God, go down to the bank. Go to the light company, to the car rental people, to the car, and don't give them folks their money. What make you think you're going to ride next week? What make you think the light's going to be on? What make you think? So it comes to a place that if you don't get into the kingdom of God's operation, you can get nothing from the king. God ain't failed you. God said, in order, you disrespected him to ask for something out of the system, and you have not complied. And God says, I got a storehouse of blessings in your name, but I can't release it unless you comply, because if I break the system or the rules, then I got to set the standard down. I dare you to tithe and offer. I dare you to break the cycle of poverty in your life. I'm telling you, there will be a release in the Holy Ghost, because it's the key. Either God lying or you lying. Now let me help you by faith. So somebody, well, Pastor, I did tithe. I tithe Sunday, and Monday did nothing happen. Come on, y'all. Come on. Seed, time, and harvest. Some of your requests, some of your visions, it takes time to put in order. You know, when you go to a restaurant, they just don't give you that food out that window. They take your order and they go back there and prepare it, because you don't want nothing they just shot out that window. It ain't hot. Come on now. I'd rather see them go back there and cook it than to give me something 5 minutes, when, you know, 2 minutes when I walked up, they're going to mine on the counter. Man, where you get that from, Doc? You didn't even know I was coming. Give me my stuff hot, man. You understand what I'm saying? God, by his grace, it takes time to get your order. Can I work right here? I feel this. Let me get real, real practical. The faith of God depends upon the power of God. It's not about your power, your might, it's his. So when you step out by faith and trust God, first of all, the first prerequisite, comply. What? And now watch this. In order to know if you are in Bible faith, you got to have some Bible. Don't just say I'm in faith. The Bible says faith speaks on this wise. Where is the, you know, when you go to the store, you know, the Walmart or any other store, and the tire store, and you know you just walked out of there with that tire. You still got the bag it came in. They name is on the front, but they told you when you first come in, you got to go to customer service. Customers, that, you know me, don't you? I just left your line. But the procedure is to get your return, you must go to customer service. Now you're standing in line at customer service and you're running hot because the lady at the cash register won't see you now. And I just walked away from her. But the policy is you got to go to customer service. And I got this bag that says their name on it. I get the customer service, and I throw the bag on the counter. I need to turn this back in because I realized I wasn't supposed to buy it no way. Yeah. That's what, you got to repent. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't supposed to buy it no way. But then the woman said, no problem, Mr. Teller. Everything has worked good. Any by chance, do you have your receipt? Receipt? I don't need no receipt. Look, they're at Walmart. They go, what's... But our policy is, sir, we can't take that back in unless you got a... Now, I just gave you all my cash. And I got to have that cash while I get back home because, you know, I'm supposed to take care of some business. Then they tell me they want to give me a card. A gift card that got the amount. Man, I can't take no gift card home. Where is my money, man? Get the manager. And the manager got to come over there and wrestle with you. Because you almost cussing him out. Because you got to get that money before you go back home. Because you weren't supposed to spend it. You made one of them rapid stops. And they'll bust you out. And now they want to give you a gift card with some name on it to know that that money in there. But watch this. Well, the same thing when it comes to God. And the angels come down. They heard you cry. And they say, we see your need. But our question is, do you have a scripture that you're standing on? Because we here to answer prayer. We answer all kind of prayer. Healing, deliverance, sickness, come whatever. We got it all. But we can only respond if you got a word. So we're here to help you, Mr. Tedder. You know, that's my baby. Come on, angel. Come on now. I'm here, but I can't release it until you give me your PIN number. It's got Mark Lemon. Come on now. I need a scripture to release your anointing. And you ain't got a text because you ain't got a word from God. Therefore, it's not a legitimate promise. See, the promise to know if you in Bible faith, you must have some Bible, not your whole book. I got a Bible. I got one. See, help me. I know you got it, but can you tell me anything out of it? Because I can't move unless you give me a receipt that God said that to you. Think, son, think. John 3:16. No, son, that don't heal. That saves. Do you need salvation? Oh, no. Baby, you know anything? No, baby, I was trusting you knew it. God say by his spirit, once you get to carry the word. Now, listen here. Oh, God. Just to know the little basics. You know, everybody should have some healing scriptures, some financial scriptures, even salvation scriptures. I'm running across my little cousin, Tito. And Tito had been lost, and I just met him, and Tito want to get right. But I got to say some word over Tito. I can't just say, God, it's Tito. You know him. God said, I already knew he was. But I need you to release the power. Lead Tito into a confessing faith. Speak some word, because it's only the word that transformed Tito's life. Do you got any word? Now I go to church, Pastor. I'm an usher. I know you as you've been a good one. But do you got any word? We need some word because you're standing on faith. See, until we get to the place that you can speak that word, everywhere you go in the military, you got to talk military terms. 06300. I'm like, man, what the heck are you talking about? Doc, what time is it? It's 06300. 6300. I remember when I first heard that, I was messing. What is you talking about, man? 6300. 6300 what? I didn't know. That was 630. But I'm like, man, come on, Doc. I ain't in nobody military. Tell me what time it is so I can go home. When you go to the hospital, you got to talk medical terms. You got S-Natasonoma, Sinisne. Come on, man. Tell me what's wrong with me, Doc. Man, look at it. Man, don't write that stuff. Doc, help me. Give me some understanding so I can go home and pray. Man, I don't even know what you said. Well, the doctor come and tell someone what she meant. That you got a lump on the side of your neck, and it's going to take a incision. That's all I wanted to know. Man, what that woman talking about? Oh, Sinisne. Man, I don't know what the heck you talking about. when you come into the church. See, watch this. Let me give you something now. The devil don't care you go to church. The devil don't care what auxiliary you serve in. The devil don't even care what title you got. All he want to know is you a son? Do you know any scripture? Because he's only bound by the scriptures. Only thing to make him back up is, thus saith the Lord, it is written. If you don't know what's written, doc, you get in line. I'm going to serve you what you got coming. Because you should have known. You walk around with that badge on. You walk around. You've been in there 8 years. And you can't tell me one scripture? God says in order for us to be in Bible faith, you got to have Bible terms. And then you got to comply with what the term is. It don't work just because you said it. It worked when you obey it. He said, them that obey, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. That's why the scripture says, examine your own self. Make sure you're in the faith. Why would you say examine and you know I'm a Christian? Because it could be, even though you're a Christian, you're not living by faith. You got saved by faith, but you didn't learn to live by faith. Because the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. See, so you got to learn how to live in the world you live in. Or do you just sit on the porch in the kingdom and watch stuff go by? My, my, my. You know, remember that song, Watching the Girls Go By? My, my, my. See, some of us are just sitting in the church and just watching the stuff go by. Can't get a victory. Can't get an answer prayer. Now, you got some stuff, folks sitting around you, they learn how to operate in the kingdom. They pulling stuff down from heaven. They getting stuff happening left on the right. And some folks going to start hating on them because they want it. How you get that? You ain't no better than I am. No, I'm not. Me and you got the same measure. But only difference is I learned to use mine and you ain't using yours. I learned to live off of mine. You don't live off yours. Can I ain't got a couple more minutes. Am I helping anybody? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. See, the pragmatics, if you want a better job, go to school. Don't sit in the church and believe God for a job. Go to the school and apply for the position. Go to school and apply for the, because God will bless your efforts. See, God wants all of us to have. But he's not going to bless you just from nowhere. And you know you can't even put that demand, I was telling one woman of God, you can't even put that demand on the business people to walk up in there and tell them to give you a $25 job and you don't even have no credentials. You don't even have a driver's license. I'm trying to figure out how did you even get here? You want a $25 job. I'm waiting on, no, I don't work for that. I need to work for, come on, church. Now, you deserve a $25 job and much more, but you got to qualify for what you deserve. Don't even insult the people to give you something that you haven't even deserved. I got a person sitting over here with a qualified degree. Now, watch this. Here where the grace comes in, grace will come in and say, even though they got a better degree than yours, but your favor is on you. But you did have a degree. Don't just say, you know, insult the people, because some jobs can't even give you the job unless you got a degree. I don't care if I love you and Jesus is with you. I can't violate the rules and give you the job. If you even had a GED, I might work with you. Get associates, and we'll bump you through the system. But don't insult the system and even me as a Christian to come and ask me for that job, and you don't even have no. God said, I'm trying to bless you. I'm trying to take you to another level, but you're going to have to put your work in, church. You got to go get what you got coming. Go earn what you. Now watch this. I'm telling you, in the next 6 months, God going to bless some folks supernaturally. Yes. No, you better hear me now. I'm talking about increase beyond measure. We're going to walk into a super. You're going to hear testimonies. I'm talking about reach up right now and grab it by faith. I got it. Pull it down to you by faith. See, if you can believe it, you can receive it. I ain't talking about what you got, what you earn. I'm talking about whether you believe God. But now watch this. The criteria, get out here and go do something now to get it. Don't sit up here talking about it's coming. You got to go somewhere, do something to get it. Go apply for the school. Apply for a better. Apply for a different. But you got to do something. Faith ain't real Bible faith unless you saying something, giving something, and doing something. If some of y'all want an increase on the job, put an increase in your tithes. How much do you really want to make? Well, I'm waiting on the company because they say every 5 years. 5 years, you don't even know if you're going to be here. Why don't you believe God and put an increase in your tithe? What if God bless you without the company? You know, you'll get a promotion if you pay all off your bills. That's an increase right there. Being debt free, that means all that money that was going out, it stays in. Oh, come on, church. Get in the kingdom living. Get it. We're going to live by faith, but you got to act by faith too. You got to do something, church. We got too many folks sitting up talking about the Lord gone. You've been there 4 years now. Either the Lord don't know you there or you done missed it. God want to bless you, but it's a corresponding action to a promise. And the promise is based on a condition. Did you do what it said to do to get what you asking for? Are you really in faith or are you just in foolishness? Or is that just simple presumptions? I just presume it's going to happen. I ain't did nothing to make it happen. God didn't even say he's going to do it. That's just what I want to happen. That's not a Bible promise. That's not Bible faith. You got to find, see, faith is getting in on what God said, not making God do something. If God ain't said, I don't care what you're talking about. He ain't obligated to make it come to pass. But if God said it, ain't no devil in hell finna stop what you got coming. And watch this. Don't be moved by faith because it didn't come. Delay is not denial. When I was in wastewater, and them folks had me so mad because I was one of the ones that I learned a little slower than everybody else till I found out I could learn. I had to take the wastewater test 3 times. And them folks said, you ain't going to never be it, Charles. Why don't you just quit? But God told me I was going to have a wastewater job. I said, give it to me again, sir. I went home and studied. I went and took the test. Now, in order to get the job, you got to make a 70 or better, which consists of passing. I had a friend, he made a 94. Another one made an 86. And I said, oh, God, we in trouble here now. I'm going to do it, God, because you said I made a 72. But I was in the lineup. They had a shirt with my name on it. Because, see, watch this. I was a hands-on learner. They had book knowledge, biology and chemistry. Man, I ain't never did none of that. We'll stay with the Lord. But I was looking at, I was learning biology, but I wasn't dissecting no frogs. I was cooking, but look at you. But I went in there. I said, Lord, I passed, right? Am I lying, babe? It was less than a year and a half. I was day boss. See, I knew how to work with stuff. I just couldn't figure out all them formulas and all that other stuff. Once I had a couple formulas in my head, and once I knocked them down, there was the ones on the test. Don't you know I was sitting there like this? Because out of all the formulas they had to give me and the problems, it was the two I knew. That was the third time. I passed that test. They came out and said, Mr. Tedder, you passed. You're now a chief plant, you're a wastewater plant operator. I said, oh, glory. I stepped in. A year later, I was day boss. Oh, you tell me the favor of God. Don't tell me God won't do it. But you got to give him something to work with. It took me 3 times, but I had a promise from God. I didn't care if it would have been 4 times. I was going to take it again because God told me I was going to be a wastewater plant operator. And God knew what it took just as much as I did. I'm in there. You know, they had the little test, A, B, C. I'm in there spelling folk name. I said, Lord, if I don't know it, I'm going to guess right. And sure enough, I guessed it right. And to God be the glory. I'm just saying, church, walk by faith. Don't ever give up on your vision. If God gave you a promise, he got to shut heaven down. I don't care how many times you got to do it. God said it's going to happen. Because watch this. If it couldn't happen at first at no ways, I can't be no far off if it took me full time to happen. It wasn't going to happen at all without God. So the four times, I'm still a winner because the end of the day, it happened. Don't you shut down on God. Don't you quit on God. Don't you give up because what you got to go through. If you got a promise and you in that Bible, it's got to come to pass. Or God got to shut heaven down. I don't care how many times he do it. If he promised that you can go to the bank and tell him keep opening, you can't even close now because I got a promise. I know you ain't time for you to close because you ain't fulfilled my promise. God said it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And if it ain't in your bank, he'll start up another bank. But I got a promise it's going to happen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So the key point is Bible faith. Practical, the practicum of that is you got to say something, do something, and give something. Quit expecting something you ain't sold. I don't care if it's job, money. God ain't even finna bless you with no money if you ain't gave none. Don't get mad with folks that's being blessed. Because if you check their record, they believe in God. Even if it's a little money, just be obedient to what you got. And the little turns into a lot when you put it in the master's hand. Amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise.